You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Again, for informational purposes only.
Only. Just here to inform and you know, maybe once in a while entertain.
Like I said, I wouldn't have any problem. I'm not picking him at number two. But if the Browns took Will Howard and they brought in a free agent quarterback, I'd be okay with it. I don't have a problem with it. I don't. And I don't, I'm not, I don't know that I'm taking him in the second round either. So, you know, would I take him with that first pick in the third round? Yeah, I think I would. No matter who they draft.
That might be high, but if you want him, you'd probably have to get him there.
You have two picks in the third round.
Yeah, you might have to take him where you're talking about. Well, see, all it takes is one team.
Why would it be high, though? What if he has a great combine?
Well, no, that's, Andy, yeah. I mean that. A lot of folks think that he's not going until the fourth or fifth, and other folks think he's borderline first.
It's weird. You had him all over the place.
I couldn't believe it when I looked it all up. I'm like, wait, are these guys, CBS doesn't even mention him? And it was CBS talking to scouts, and they mentioned 11 quarterbacks, and Will Howard wasn't one of them. And another thing had him like borderline, you know, possible first rounder.
The thing about Will Howard that I like is I just think he learned this year as the season went on. I had more confidence in him as they continued to play, and I had more confidence in him being able to rebound from that first Oregon loss. Now I know the Michigan game didn't work out well, but I don't think people blame him for the Michigan loss. I think they blame the play calling for the Michigan loss. And you know, it's just really curious that when you lay it out that some people, like you had one group that said
Andy,
he shouldn't even be
he's
drafted.
He's all over the board.
He is. That's why I think he can
from
solidify
first
himself.
Round to not being in the draft.
He'll be able to.
Which I don't know how the scouts, nobody mentioned. I mean, that to me screams somebody fell through the cracks here. But he was not mentioned in a story where they mentioned 11 quarterbacks coming out in this draft.
I don't, and maybe I just have more passion for him because he played for Ohio State. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm not scared of my own self to say that.
You can't hide that, nor do you try to. So
no, I'm not trying to. Yeah,
and he's the quarterback, the college quarterback that you saw more than anybody else. So that's, I understand.
Yeah, and I thought he grew as the season went on.
I agree with you.
Thought he was a leader. I thought he figured out a way to utilize the number one, you know, wide receiver in the country when the play calling was there. And that they realize, hey, we need to get this done. And let's face it, he had two good running backs, too. That didn't hurt him. And he ran the ball later in the season, I thought, in crucial situations when he needed to. In the beginning of the year, it felt forced to me. And by the end of the year, I was like, okay, he's got this. I think he understands it. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I don't know if he's a quarterback that's going to lead you to a Super Bowl. I'll be the first to say that. But I'll go back to the all-time reference on that, right? And you know what that is.
I have a text from a Michigan fan.
Oh, tell Baskin shut up. Well, what is it?
Andy doesn't think people blame Will Howard for the Michigan game?
I don't. I don't blame him, and I watched every one of those.
Yes, they blame the play calling, but he threw two massive interceptions in that game, one directly for a score, basically. Yep. He did not look good with pressure in his face all day.
Well, that's too bad. Hang on. I can't.
That's from a Michigan fan.
Yeah, it's too bad. I can't hear him over the national championship.
Sits down the hallway.
Oh, figures. I don't know. Ask him. Can you ask him? I ordered a bunch of national championship T-shirts. Can you bring those to me? I sent them to your office too.
And Andy,
mm-hmm.
Thus the huge debate about Will Howard. Some people think he's great, and some people think, absolutely not. And that's why, to me, he might be the most fascinating quarterback in this draft. Thank you very much.
Yes.
There it is.
And there you have also, when you win a national championship, when you had a blip on the radar, I mean, it's just a blip. It's gone. I don't even see it anymore. Maybe I'll see it when they play early on in the season when the insignificant game happens. I'm kidding. The game is significant. Stop it. Greg and Kent. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Jeff, Andy, pretty good.
Hi, Greg.
It's a good word.
I totally agree with you on the Will Howard. I'm not a big Ohio State fan, but after watching the playoffs and him going against some great talent, he looked very well. I think it would be well-positioned if we draft him and maybe sign like a Joe Flacco guy. He already knows the offense. Joe Flacco loves football. He's going to want to be maybe a coach later. This could be a way to show him how to bring up talent and coach a younger quarterback, set us up for success in the future. And then the second round pick, we could take a generational talent that we could build around. And by the time Will Howard comes in, it'd be a good setup. I mean, he's got really good height and attributes and everything. I think it'd be a great fit.
Greg, a lot of love for that phone call. I don't know that I want Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco kind of guy. Maybe a little younger would be. I'd be okay with that, especially someone that can not throw as many interceptions. I'd be okay with that, too. You okay with that?
Okay.
Cool Ray, Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hi, Cool Ray.
Hey, hi. How you guys doing today?
Good, good. What you got?
Well, let me say this to y'all families. Happy Valentine's Day to your wives or girlfriends or whatever y'all got going on, man.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, Cool Ray. Hopefully not both.
The wrong answer there would have been both, so yes. That's good.
So, Will Howard, I don't think he's a starting quarterback. But the way I watch a lot of college football, and I'm a huge Alabama fan. So I would say this. Since the transfer portal, I ask myself this all the time. What quarterback in college football has done more with less?
Since the transfer portal?
Since the transfer portal, because we know guys are jumping around and stuff like that. But what quarterback has done more with less? And the only quarterback I keep coming up with is Shedeur Sanders. Colorado was nothing. Then he won enough. It won some games the first year, and they went to the bowl game.
Yeah, not very many that first year. You're right.
And he's done.
And they
more,
improved.
Right, and he's done more with less. Because even with we know the offensive line was soft, and the defensive line need help. He still took that team. So when you look at team, and I don't even want Monroe from Alabama. Like, I think he's not going to be a good quarterback. Forget about the tools that you can't do. It's just you, Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee, those guys got the third strings are NFL prospects. So you couldn't even go to the playoffs. You couldn't do that. So I just don't – any team that has all these five-star athletes, it seems to me, if you look at the draft, those quarterbacks tend not to be the best ones coming out. So you have to go get Shedeur Sanders in the first round and then start building up. And for people to come here and say you can find a generational talent in later rounds, that only happened once, and that's Tom Brady.
I agree. That's the name that I always think of, too, right? And if you, right. In a lot of ways, if you look at Will Howard, maybe you'd be looking at him in the same way, right? Is that fair, Corey? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the same time, you got to look at the level of teammates that he had compared to what other quarterbacks had to deal with to get there. So, because when you get to the NFL, everybody's going to be great. Every position is great, regardless of what we think of the quarterback. Every position is great.
Mm-hmm.
So if he couldn't, and yeah, you won a national championship, and Ohio State did their thing. But at the end of the day, I just don't think he's the guy. I don't think he's what we need here in Ohio. And people got to get off that local train and the Homer syndrome.
Well, I think part of it, and you said you watch a lot, so thank you, Corey. I just
want Shedeur.
Yeah. If Shador can play and they love him, I'm in. I'm in. If that's what they want to do it too, and we all believe that Shador is going to be here for 4 to 5 years, because that's the commitment I think you got to give, and we haven't seen it, right? Give me a quarterback that's been here 4 or 5 years. Help me.
Andy.
Jeff.
I'm not going to say anything about your use of the word love today.
It's all about love.
You know why? Yes.
Why? Because it's Valentine's Day.
That's exactly right.
I understand that.
Love is in the air today, Andy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, let's go to the best location in the nation. Cleveland Heights. Heights, hi, Jackson.
Heights, hi.
Hi, Jackson.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Jackson.
Man, like you said, on a day that's supposed to be about love, I feel bad bringing so much hate, but Will Howard isn't the guy. Like, I a lot of people are so up on him because of the playoff run, and that's just recency bias. I mean, this guy's a fifth-year player. Like, he should have came into Ohio State ready to go. And, I mean, anytime the game was on the line and he had the opportunity to make a drive to win the game, like, he shut down. Like, that's not a quarterback.
Wait, what are you talking about? They beat Notre Dame, Texas, Oregon, Tennessee in a row. Those are all highly ranked teams.
Pretty good run, Jackson.
Yeah, what do you mean he wasn't ready?
I'm talking about the Oregon game when he had the chance to make a play to get them in field goal.
The first time, it was there. Yeah, I get it, man. And again, he's in college. But when he had a second chance against Oregon, there was no hesitation there. And in the NFL, sometimes you get a second chance against teams. Keep going.
Yeah, and he had the best weapons as receivers in the NCAA. I mean,
and they utilized them, and they won a national championship on that. Totally agree with you on that. Good call on that. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
And I mean, I'm talking about that Oregon drive. I'm talking about that
one
Michigan
drive against Oregon. So they lost to the number two team in the country at the time by 1 point at the end of the game. Okay.
And the Michigan drive where he had an opportunity to make a few plays to get continue on the drive and threw him away. Like that's you want him a home.
You want the perfect quarterback. That's what you want, right? That's what you're looking for. Because if you find him, let me know when you find him, because I'd love to have him too. Even Patrick Mahomes wasn't the perfect quarterback in the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you want a guy in the room who can make a play when the game's on the line. There was no time in that playoff where the game was on the line. They were up by several scores. Granted, the Texas game was kind of close, but luckily it got within a – they got some space on that 90-yard-plus fumble return. So, I mean, he's never really made a play when the game was on the line this whole season. I feel like that's a fair statement to say.
I mean, the Penn State game was pretty close. I mean, they needed – what were they up in that game? They were up 17-10, and then it was a 17-13 game. He got him down the field so Fielding could kick a field goal. Penn State was a top five team at the time, too. So, all right, appreciate the phone call, Jackson. Clevelandites, go to the other side of Clevelandites.
Polarizing, Will Howard. Polarizing.
Do you want him? That's the question. Matt Collins is going to join us coming up here. We're going to talk about the Daytona 500, your Cleveland connection to the 500. Matt Collins up next right here, Baskin and Phelps.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.